dopey man doesn't even know what's coming to him. He doesn't know who I am. Birdie May, letter writer, and, as my daddy tells me, most determined Girl Scout in the troop. Now, how to do this? I look over the layout from a nearby bench. The line to visit fake Santa is wrapping like a maze around his red and green throne, running up to the bottom of the golden stairs where a giant cutout of a wall-eyed nutcracker is standing. Just under him, inside the toy workshop facade, is a crack in the cardboard. Right where Santa's pocket is. Score! It's sneaking around the stalking elf security guards that'll be the problem. Of course they're not real elves. They're stooges, just like him. Yeah, a bunch of, "What you doing?" I jump at the whispered word and turn to see another elf. Well, sort of. Kind of. The other elves didn't make my chest feel instantly gooey and weird. It's his eyes I notice first. Crystal blue with almost a shine to them. And his hair, thick and ginger like my sister's. Not curly like hers, though, but straight and almost messy like he runs his hands through it a lot. He looks like he could be an NSYNC or something. He's definitely around my sister's age. Older and probably in high school, but he's thicker than the boys she hangs around. At least more than someone like her current gangly boyfriend, Brian. In fact, this dude looks more like the football players at Anne's marching band shows. Tall and big. Yeah, I definitely feel a weird warmth in the pit of my stomach.
Hello? He asks with a low chuckle. You in there, kid?
I'm just watching, I say quickly, trying to puff out my chest. Confidence. Can't I watch? He narrows his eyes. I narrow mine.
Hang on. Didn't Sally just warn you to stay away?
He glances at the yellow-haired elf patrolling near the photo booth area. The same elf who told me we don't take letters and to buzz off in the snottiest tone that I totally wouldn't be able to get away with around Mama. No, I respond. She didn't. I cross my fingers behind my back, but he doesn't know that. Sucker.
Are your fingers crossed?
What? I say, much louder than I meant to, so I lower my voice back down. No. He laughs, and when he does, it's deep and throaty. My fingers fidget after hearing it. Okay, maybe, I admit. He smiles, and my face feels hot. He's got a dimple, and I've never thought dimples were unsettling, but for some reason, it's just not jibing with me. Or maybe it's jibing with me too much. I shake my head. Get it together, Beam. I'm just trying to get my letter to the real Santa, I say. I pull my crumpled envelope out of my pocket and flash it at him. He lifts an eyebrow and glances over to fake Santa.
You know, this is the real Santa, he says in a low voice.
No, it's not, and you know it. He squints his eyes.
How old are you?
11.
Aren't you a little too old to...
To what? He pauses, staring at me for a second before shaking his head.
Nothing, never mind.
Well, whatever, I say. Just go away.
Make me.
My mouth gapes open. I mean, I guess I could push him or something, but I've never pushed anyone who wasn't my sister. Plus, that'd get me in loads of trouble, and I'm not going to jeopardize my status on the nice list this close to Christmas. I've already snuck away from Mama for too long, and that may lead to a checkmark in the naughty category as it is. He starts to lean against the column next to us, arms crossed over his stupid-looking green elf uniform, and I know he's not going anywhere. I'm stuck with him. Him and his lean. A lean so casual with a glance off in the distance like a model or something. It's so captivating that I can't look away. His eyes twitch over to me. And